Over the past few months, we have been focusing on the cost of living help that's out there from the government and other bodies as well, of course. Dominic Milne from RNIB's Legal Rights Service is back with us once again. Dominic, this time we're looking at the Household Support Fund, and this is something which I think it's fair to say has been underclaimed by many.
It certainly has, Alan. Yeah, there's $1 billion left in the pot to be claimed by April of next year. Just to explain a bit more about what it is, the government set up as part of the cost of living response, they set up the Household Support Fund. And the way it works, Alan, is they are distributing money to different local authorities around the country. And what they were saying was it's up to the local authorities to decide exactly what the criteria would be in their locality for people to apply for. But the bottom line is what it's meant to be providing is it's aimed at people who are vulnerable, who can't pay for essentials. It doesn't affect any benefits you've got. And as I say, the different local authorities, they decide exactly how it should be distributed when they get applications.
So it's difficult to say, you know, what criteria do you fall into? What can you be asking for? Would that really be down to contacting your local authority then?
It is indeed. I mean, you can contact your local authority or you can go on the government website and put your postcode in and that will direct you to your local authority. I think the thing that makes it really key for us is the fact that Leonard Cheshire did some research recently and they discovered that only 9% of this money is going to families with a disabled person. And they also discovered that only 17% of the money had been ring-fenced by councils to help disabled people. Now, obviously, it's really key at the moment. Things are really tough. Prices are high. Energy bills are incredibly high. Disabled households generally have an average extra cost each month of around £975 per month. It's an awful lot more money that you need to live on if you're in a household with a disabled person in it. One third of the disabled are in poverty. 56% of disabled people struggle to pay energy bills and 38% struggle to pay their rent. So there are all these things, there are all these factors that are making life really, really hard. And the Household Support Fund is there to help people get through these kinds of difficult things. And if you have bills that are mounting up, whether they be with your energy or your rent or even just your household bills generally, if you're finding you're really struggling, you can make an application.
Crucial at this time, Dominic, you know, we've recently heard that, you know, the UK is now the worst performing in the G20 in terms of inflation, incredibly high, interest rates still going up, you know, the prices not really coming down at the moment. So, you know, more important than ever to look at all the funding and the support that's out there for anyone who's really struggling. But, you know, this is a really important one and one which, as you say, it's been underclaimed. So it's sitting there and it's waiting.
It's been underclaimed. I think it may have been under-advertised to a degree. £2.5 billion was put in originally by the government, and there is still $1 billion left. What has been found is that some local authorities are getting through it quicker than others, and some of them still have quite a lot of that money available. So it really is well worth people checking out these possibilities. We know, Alan, that we will have customers. There's no question. We're going to have quite a lot of customers who are in this boat, who are having the struggles that everybody's having at the moment, but having them particularly badly due to extra costs that I mentioned.
As I said, there's a lot of help and support out there. There's loads of information from RNIB and they are there to talk to as well and give you lots of advice. So yeah, you can go to gov.uk and look for info. But yeah, do get in touch with the guys at RNIB. Dominic, what's the best way to do that?
Best way to do that, Alan, is to call our helpline on 0303 123 9999, because if you contact our helpline, of course, then we can also look at other things. There may be other things that you're entitled to, perhaps other benefits. We can do a benefit calculation to try and make sure that you're getting everything that you should be getting in terms of your entitlement. So 0303 123 9999.
Yeah, well worth checking out. Dominic will be chatting in the near future, I'm very sure, looking at more cost of livings advice and support. But for now, thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.